Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Designing Your Life. And one of the reasons we want to talk about how to design your life is plain and simple. When you consider the fact that how you live your life today is dependent on the things that you do to make your life better, or however you want to do it, but it's all up to you. The problem is that as children, we let our parents tell us what to do. So we tend to, as adults, let other people live our lives for us rather than living it for ourselves. So you can make your life anything you want it to be. I'm very lucky. Early in life, I knew what I wanted to do when I grew up. With that vision, I began a process in my high school years that can only be described as a lifestyle design. It required hard work, but no harder than the work to do every day. Today, I am reaping the benefits of my early investment. I have freedom and control in my life while being able to make an impact on the world. You can have this too if you start your own lifestyle design today. We all want a better life. We all want a little bit more control on how the day goes, over what we do with our hours, and what we are able to achieve. Fortunately, attaining greater control of your life is possible, although it often requires an unconventional approach. It begins by realizing that when it comes to the life you live, two choices. You can be proactive or you can be reactive. You can either decide how it's going to go by taking control of your life and being proactive, or you can leave it up to your surroundings to make the call for you, which is being reactive. Only those that choose to be proactive are able to develop the control in their life that leads to happiness. After all, as Jim Rohn says, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? They have plans for you. Not much. I started on my path to a lifestyle design early, beginning at the age of 13. In my childhood, I developed a love of reading, writing, healthy living, and helping others. I wanted to turn this passion for creativity into not only a job, but also an amazing livelihood. I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't know exactly how to do it. But I realized that I needed to eliminate everything that didn't take me into that direction. This led me to a decision. I would avoid spending time and energy on anything that was not purposeful. Didn't get me closer to my goals. It was going to find a way to avoid it. I knew that activities like cutting the lawn and other household chores were not going to get me closer to my dreams. Instead, I needed to be out earning money for college, training at the gym, and reading everything I could on health and fitness. And let me explain to you that in my case, because I have a disability, that health and fitness, what I eat, how I exercise is an important lifestyle because it determines how mobile I am, how I concentrate on the things that I need to do. Obviously, this was an approach to life that didn't impress my parents. They called me lazy. They wanted me to voluntarily do more around the farm. But once I did what I had to, I then spent the rest of my time working towards my goals. This has been my winning approach to life ever since. Today, the life that I live looks nothing like that of a stereotypical lazy person. I get up early to write several hours and always make time for a rigorous workout. Perhaps a better way to describe my behavior is that I'm selectively lazy. It's a trait that I recommend to you as well. As long as the work is self-directed and supports my vision, I'm willing to do just about anything to succeed. But if I judge the activity to be a waste of my time, I avoid it. The bottom line is that you, too, can design your life around you. Of course, to achieve greater control in your life, you are going to upset a few people along the way. First of all, not everyone even believes the simple proposition that they can take control of their life. Therefore, you must expect blowback when you start to take control of yours. People might say to you, "Who are you to live this way? That's not normal." But as the Stoic philosopher Epictetus writes, don't be concerned with other people's impressions of you. They are dazzled and decided by appearances. Stick with your purpose. This alone will strengthen you, your will to give your life coherence. Second, you can only achieve greater control in life when you are in a position of strength to demand it. To attain a position of strength, you must have leverage. My leverage is the ability to create products that people will pay for. I spent years working hard to build up my valuable skills in selling fitness and personal development products. These skills, something that author Cal Newport describes as career capital in his book, so good they can't ignore you, are what you and your leverage to call the shots in life. Now, let me talk about this. If you do something that is unusual to everyone, if you do something that people can't ignore you, then you will become known and recognized. But once you get to that point, you still need to manage other people's expectations to minimize the frustration and resentment that they might have about the level of control you have over your schedule. Finally, there are your own inner demons to deal with. I grew up relatively poor, wearing patches on the knees of my pants to grade school and watching my parents save money by doing everything themselves. To them, money was not something that you could simply go out and get more of. These attitudes about money can both help and harm. It is good to be wise with your money, but not to let your relationship with money become an anchor opposing your progress. You'll likely have a similar internal mental baggage as you start to design your life. This resistance could be more powerful than other people's opinions. The fact is that you could be your greatest enemy in living the life of your dreams. And let me reiterate on that a little bit. What we don't realize is more times than not, our thinking, the way we think, the thoughts that we have, they are ingrained into us from childhood. For instance, if you come up in a family where it's always scrimping and saving and, oh, you can't do this unless, then as an adult, that almost becomes your mantra, unless you learn to change. Because with so many people, they see money as the root of all evil. And so all they want to do is to save their money because they're afraid that the day will come when they won't have anything. Well, that's a good attitude because you really do need to plan your financial future just like everything else. But if you don't go out and enjoy your life today, then guess what? You may become rich, but if you're married and you have children and you leave that money to your children, it does not mean as much to them as it does to you. And if you teach your children the same thing that you were brought up to be, then all you're doing is passing on all that negativity. So the idea is, how are you going to change it? How are you going to be the person that you truly want to be? How are you going to live your life to the fullest and really enjoy it? My advice to you on dealing with this is to politically incorrect as the rest of the day's topic. But here it is. You need to develop an air of superiority. You need what Dan Kennedy calls controlled self-confidence, bordering on arrogance. Basically, everything your mother told you was wrong. But I encourage you to accept and embrace the mentality. You need to believe that you are capable of doing great things, of living an above-average life, and making an extraordinary impact on the world. You won't achieve this by thinking of yourself as a normal Joe Schmo. And let me go back and talk about that a little bit. For instance, let's look at it this way. When you look at your life, we all have certain abilities that make us unique in who we are. And you want to make an impact on people to the point that they will remember who you are from here on in for the rest of your life. And what made me unique to be remembered for years and years was that I grew up in an era where there were very little laws governing the rights of people with disabilities, the right to an education, the right to employment, the right to live where you want to live. So that because I grew up in a home where education was an important part of your lifestyle, part of how the religion was passed on from generation to generation. But what happened was, since my mother didn't know what to do with me, that I was the only person in the classroom with a disability. And kids teased me because they did not know how to relate to me as an individual. And what happened was, many years later, long after I had graduated high school and college, I ran into many of them, and not even in the same city that I grew up. And they all remember me, and many of them were even apologetic for how they treated me back then. But you got to remember, a lot of that had to do with society and how society looked at how they see people. And at that time, not until really the 1970s did society even acknowledge or begin to enact laws to acknowledge its disability community, to give people with disabilities the right to an education. In fact, the law that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education, the Individual Disability Education Act, became law in 1979 and actually took effect in 1980. So it was not until 1980 that they were even gearing education towards people with disabilities. And because teachers did not understand that I learned differently, or that the way my brain processes information, that I was usually several steps behind other people, or all I needed was one interaction. And therefore, they used to say, she daydreams a lot. A lot of times they didn't even understand what it is to lack attention span. And today we understand that more because the generation that grew up under the MTV era, with the music videos, they have a short attention span, or they can do multitasking. So more is understood about those things today than what was understood in the past. So you have to understand that generations change, technology change, different things change that affect us individually and how we see ourselves in relationship to what is going on around us. I'm sorry, but that's the politically incorrect truth. Look at it this way. If I didn't know that my work is more valuable than, say, cutting the lawn, then I wouldn't have made the time to help hundreds of thousands of people each day with content and writing. Instead, I'd be wasting my day saving $20 per hour rather than sourcing articles from great authors and thought leaders like James Altucher, Jason Leister, Bob Berg, and of course, our mentor, Mark Ford, that changed the lives of tens of thousands of people. This is not average thinking, but we are not average people, nor should we want to be. The average person, as you know, gets average results and lives an average life. The average life, according to statistics, is a life of stress, debt, and watching 4 hours of television per night. Average is not good. You must live different. You must be proactive with your lifestyle design. You've probably thought about doing things differently. You develop a desire for more control. But for some reason, you're waiting for permission to go ahead and finally take action to it. If so, then by all means, consider the permission granted. Don't wait any longer to design your life to maximize your contribution to the world. You may feel unsure at first. You might even feel that you are not worthy. Years of having the scarcity mindset passed down to you from your parents can be a terrible set of claims to drag around for life. Those claims can be tough to unshackle, but loser, you must. You might try and tell yourself that you are too shy, humble, or modest to take the approach to life that you must let this go. Just like the first time you talked to someone of the opposite sex when you were 12 years old. It might seem hard at first, but after you try it and get a little feedback, you'll try it again, and the process will get easier each time. You must realize that in order to add value to the world, you must allow yourself the time to do so, and that means cutting out the day-to-day activities that someone else can do for you. I'm here to tell you, and even to give you permission, that if you want to live the life of your dreams, you must stand up and take control over your life now. We're getting any younger. When it comes to taking control over how you live the rest of your life, this is no time to hold back. You must first decide what is right for you, and then go after it with all your energy. And Mark Ford advises, identify what you want to do, with whom, and where. And another thing that I want to talk about is time management. Why time management? Because, you know, we tend to do things that waste our time. And we don't realize that when you waste time, you are not going to gain that time back. We only have 24 hours in a day. And I remember I was listening to something, and this guy was saying, oh, he's going to give you the big secret. And the big secret was nothing more than managing your time. And this is what happens. If you're an entrepreneur and you don't have a lot of money to begin with on your business, what happens is you tend to wear all hats. And that's nice to be able to wear all hats, but you want to spend the time doing the things that make you unique. Why? Because when you do the things that are unique to you, where you excel, then you are building and branding yourself as an expert in that area. But if you try to wear all the hats, then you get bogged down. And what happens, especially if there are things that you just don't like to do, then what happens? You are losing time. And then what happens is people tend to do the things they like first instead of the things they don't like to do that need to be done. So what happens? You spend more time doing the things that you do like to do, and you don't do the things that you don't like to do, and guess what? Those things get put off to the next day and the next day and the next day, and then they never, ever get done. So the idea is, how are you going to do the things that are going to help you control your life? And think about it. Think about all the things that you can do that can help you be the person that you truly want to be. And think of all the things that you can do that will help you grow as an individual to be the best person that you can possibly be within your limits. And the sad part is, for so many people, we need to look at all of those things. We need to look at who we are and grow to be the people that we can truly be within our life and live to the best quality of life possible. And think of all of the things that you can do that can help you be the best person. And when you decide your life and live the lifestyle that you truly want to live, then you know what? You are going to live the best quality of life possible. And that is what we want to do and to see and to be and to think about all of the things that you can do that can help you grow as an individual and build the best, manage your time. And if there are things that you don't like to do that you know that someone truly wants to do and that they really enjoy doing, then guess what? It is best to go on and outsource. And the problem is, when we get into management, we don't like to outsource because we feel like we can do all of these things better than anyone else. And you know what? If it's something that they do, that they enjoy doing, then they can be the ones that can do it to the best of their ability. And you shouldn't always think about it as, I can do it better than someone else. And think of all of the things that you've done. What were the things that you truly did that you excelled? That's where you need to focus your time and not just put it out there that you tend to do everything and anything that you can do. And what I want to do is go back and talk to you about this. And remember, these are the things that we're talking about, is that it begins by realizing that when it comes to life you live, you have two choices. You can be proactive and you can be reactive. And think about it. If you take control of your life, if you design the lifestyle that you want to live, and what I want to say also is today, the job market is to the point that we don't live the same, that there are new jobs, new companies forming every day. But it's not that you go out and you work in a retail store for 8 hours a day, or that you go out and you work for an individual on commission 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day. Today, what companies are doing is setting their programs up through the internet, through word of mouth advertising. It has been proven to work. When you look at Amway, Herbalife, all of the people who joined those companies in the early days, they learned how to market. They learned how to use word of mouth advertising. Those companies proved that it can work. And you know what? When a company does that, it allows them to pay more out to the individual. And, you know, what happens is you pay them a fee because not only you have access to the platform, but they will teach you and train you how to market their product. One of the best qualities about their product. So all of these things kind of show you just how technology influences the business world today. The problem is that the generations that grew up, the millennials is that age group that were born into the 1980s, and they're also known as the social media group. Why? Because they have the knowledge and the technology to access and market through the internet. They know all the ins and outs. So if you want to be successful in your lifestyle, in your time, you have to be willing to learn, to change, to think differently. When you do that, then you will also be able to harness that technology. And the second thing is you can only achieve greater control in your life when you are in a position of strength to demand it. And that talks and means that you have to be in control of your life. That means that as a teenager, we have to begin to talk to our parents, to show them that you have the responsibility and the knowledge to take control of your life so that they're there to advise you, but they're also willing to know that when they're not around, that you can take care of yourself and be individual that is responsible, and they don't have to worry about you, that if something happens to them, that you will not survive. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And you can also go to my website, askdavidashensky.com, and you can read some of my articles on how to take control of your life, of how to be the individual that you want to be, how to design your life for the future.